Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And here's our first news story. The Michigan Department of Transportation announced a road maintenance project in Tuscola County. The work to be done is replacing the railroad crossing at M81 in the city of Caro. Work will include cold milling, hot mix asphalt overlay, curb and gutter, and sidewalk improvements. Work will start on Monday, November 10th, and it's expected to be completed by Sunday, November 23rd. Starting November 10th. While the work is being done, traffic on M81 will be completely closed. Traffic will have to detour to Frank Street to M24 and M81. The cost of the project that is being done is $213,000 to improve the road surface and lengthen the life of the railroad way. And commissioners officially announced available positions on several local boards and committees. Community members interested in serving are encouraged to apply by November 19th, application deadline. These board positions are vital for ensuring citizen involvement in county decision-making and operations. In observance of National First Responders Day, the board honored the dedication and sacrifices of first responders, including police, firefighters, EMS crews, and 911 dispatchers. The day, recognized nationwide each October 28th, serves as a tribute to those who are first on the scene during emergencies and regularly risk their safety to protect others. Commissioners expressed gratitude for their continued service to Huron County residents. And in northern Lapeer County, there is a township that will be getting a new hall. The Rich Township Board of Trustees conducted a groundbreaking ceremony Saturday on the new 6,400 square foot township hall. The new hall will be built near the current hall at Millington Road and North Lapeer Road, M24. Besides the new hall giving the township more much needed room for its operations, the hall is big enough to be able to host activities like wedding receptions, birthday parties, and more. The current hall at 8482 North Lapeer Road, Mayville, was built in the 1950s, is now too small for the current needs of the township. Planning for a new hall has been going on for several years. It is expected to be completed next year. We got a public service announcement to throw at you, and we'll be back after that with our national and international news.
For 250 years, our armed forces have bravely served America. Wounded Warrior Project honors that legacy by supporting post-9/11 service members and veterans like Anthony, a Marine who was injured by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan.
They carried me through my injuries, not just my physical, but my mental. And seeing other vets doing the same thing helped me tell myself, hey, you can do this.
Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, President Trump's legal team is appealing to overturn his hush money conviction. They say federal law should take priority over state charges. The lawyers also argue presidential immunity should be applied. Legal analysts are watching the case for its national significance. There's debate over how it could change future presidential trials. A decision on the appeal is expected in the coming weeks. And our international news, the International Atomic Energy Agency says Iran now has enough enriched uranium for 10 nuclear bombs. Officials warn this is a serious escalation. Regional leaders have expressed strong concern. Iran says its program is peaceful, but doubts remain. U.S. and European diplomats want strict inspections. Calls for talks continue amid rising tensions. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, which you can get with your obituaries and weather anytime on thumbnet.net. And your Precision Weather is coming up here in a moment. Quentin Tarantino is returning to the silver screen, but the Pulp Fiction director isn't stepping behind the camera. Instead, he's taking an unexpected turn as an actor in someone else's movie, something he very rarely does. The Oscar-winning filmmaker is said to have a sizable role in director Jamie Adams' Only What We Carry. The role follows Tarantino's decision to scrap The Movie Critic, which was intended to be his 10th and final directional project before his planned retirement.